Today being the 8th day of Ramadan, 1444 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the blessed city of Makkah to the holy city of Medina, equivalent to 30th day of March, 2023 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The annual tafsir organized by the International Organization Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with the Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus of the university, continues from the 5th ayah of Surah Az-Zumar. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lokene will conduct the tafsir, while Sayyid Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us in Sol.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل وسكر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكور الليل على النهار ويكور الليل ويكور النهار على الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار. الحمد لله. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us reasons why somebody should not take any idol, take any form that he wants to use it to seek access to Allah, or even take a very pious person like Jesus Christ, turn him into the son of Allah, so because you think by that you'll be able to use him as access to Allah. No. If you don't know Allah, this is Allah. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق. He created the firmament and the earth with truth. يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل. He allows the night to cover the day and he allows the days to cover the night bit by bit. وسخر الشمس والقمر. And he subjected the sun and the moon. كل يجري لأجل مسمى. وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى. Each of them running in its course for until the appointed time. وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار. All of you are listening carefully. Allah هو العزيز الغفار. He is the mighty and he is the one that his forgiveness has no bound. Ghaffar, forgiving, forgiving, and forgiving. Here, when this Buddha said, Mana Abudhuma illa liyukaribuna illa Allah izulfe. We are worshipping these idols. We are worshipping these forms so that it can take us closer to Allah. This is what they were saying. How? And then Allah came back to tell us, لَوْ رَادَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا لَاصْطَفَى. If ever Allah will want to take a son. Why? It comes back again that, okay, it's up, what is among what he has created that he will come and be taken. Why would he create something and take it for, take what he has created for his son? If you don't know Allah, this is Allah. This moment you are looking at, anytime you come out, look at it, Allah created them. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anytime he wakes up at night, the first thing he does is to take his chewing stick. When he takes the chewing stick and he's chewing it, he comes out inside the courtyard of his house. Then he will look at the firmament. He will recite, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi. Up to the end of the surah of Ali Imran, he will recite it to show that he is contemplating, he is recognizing the power of Allah. Then Allah said, Yukawuru layla la nahir. Look at the way Allah has created it in such a way that the night is not constant, the day is not constant. If the day has been constant, who is going to bring night for you to rest in? Allah said in another place. If the night is made constant, who is going to bring the day for you to be able to carry out your work? Allah said in another place. Then he said, what's a khara shamsa wal kamar? Then he subjected, not only did he just create, he subjected them to us. The earth we are staying in is the earth. The firmament is the whole of the, what is in the Milky Way galaxy, what is beyond the galaxy, what is ahead, all is samawat. And all is within the first firmament, none is in the second firmament, all that we are talking about. This earth we are staying in is the solar system. The solar system has one sun, it has the moon, it has other planets in it. Together, they are pulled together by the gravity, and they are all in their orbits running. The earth itself is rotating in its own axis once a day. And despite that fact, it's running on another orbit around the sun over 100 kilometers an hour. Over 100,000 kilometers an hour, over. But you don't see any, none of us know that as we are now, the earth is moving over 100,000 kilometers an hour. Do you see any movement? With this, the season changes in the year. With the rotation on its axis, the day and night changes. And Allah said, I did this to subject them to do work for you. The day, the solar, it brings light, light that has energy. Waja Allah shamsa sirajan, waja Allah kamara nuran, waja Allah shamsa sirajan. This energy is what you need to feed it, to feed on. The energy is what the leaves will take, make photosynthesize it into carbohydrates, that finally it becomes your food. The night, you need it. The heat in the morning, it will be taken away gently. Despite the fact that Allah has done all this for us, can you imagine today if there is no sun, will there be life on earth? If there is no night, will there be life on earth? Every other thing you see on earth is founded on the existence of the sun and this night that Allah has created and subjected. Allah said, "Wa in ta'udu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Innal insana lazalumun kafar." Despite all this, looking at this, man is ingrate, is not grateful to Allah. But did Allah punish his man for not doing that? In another place, Allah said, "Wa in ta'udu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Innallaha lagafurur rahim." Despite that fact that you are not grateful, Allah said, "You are not grateful, but me am forgiving." You are not grateful, Allah is forgiving. You are not grateful, Allah is forgiving. How many of us come out in the day, you look at the firmament and thank Allah, kai, without, look at Allah created this for me. وَلَكَدْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَايِشَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. All your needs are on earth. If Allah so wishes, he will just give it to you. But he didn't do that. He allowed you to go and seek for it. And he allowed you to do the minimum work you need to do. The minimum, very minimum work. but you need to do it. So that's why Allah is telling us here, if you don't know Allah, anytime you come out, you look, you see the firmament, Allah created it. You see the sun that you depend on so much for your energy, for everything, Allah created it. You see the night that you are using to rest, Allah created it. Then he subjected them also to you. He makes you to have the day and night. Kullu yajri ila ajali musamma. Allah huwa al-azizul ghaffar. The Allah that has this might to do all this, yet so forgiving, is he the one that you should go back to if you have made mistake and repent, or you should start looking for something that is not up to you yourself? Because whatever you take as an idol is not up to a human being. If you now convert a prophet into an idol, the prophet did not ask you to do that. If you now convert a saintly servant of Allah into an idol, none of them ask you to do that. No prophet, no saintly servant will tell you to worship him. Rather, they will show you how to worship Allah. Allah hu al-azizu ghaffar. Indeed, all of you should listen. Allah hu al-azizu, he is the mighty one that has done all this. Al-ghaffar is the one that is always forgiving. He will not look at your evil, he will not look at your faults when he is forgiving you.
خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات ثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فعنا تصرفون.
خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم من الأنعام ثمانية أزواج يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات الثلاث ذلكم الله ربكم له الملك لا إله إلا هو فأني تصرفون. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, the firmament that you depend on for your life, Allah created them. Even you yourself, if you don't know who you are, خلقكم من نفس واحدة, Allah created all of you from one entity, from one soul. ثم جعل منها زوجها, after that he now created a pair for this man, then from it he created all of you. خلقكم من نفس واحدة ثم جعل منها زوجها وأنزل لكم ثمانية أزواج, and he is one who brought down for you this eight animals of pairs. ثمانية أزواج ثم أنزل لكم من الأنعام, he brought down out of the animals that you domesticate eight of them in pairs. يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم, he in creating you, after he created the first soul, the pair that it has, and created the animal that you require, in creating you, يخلقكم في بطون أمهاتكم, he created you in the depth of your mother, inside the womb of your mother. Khalkan min ba'di khalkin, one creation after another, fi zulumatin thalathin, in three depths of darknesses. If you don't know who has done all this, zalikum rabbukum, is the one, is your Allah, that up till now he is still the one looking after you, nurturing you and bringing you up. Lahul mulk, the kingdom up till now is still his own, he's in charge of it. La ilaha illahu, there is none other than him. There is none other than him. Then what is taking you to go out away from him? And you are not thinking of Allah, you are thinking of something else. What is taking you away from Allah? When Allah says, khalaqakum min nafsin wahidatin thumma ja'ala minha zawjaha, Allah is telling us here, the first creation. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينٍ. The first creation, Allah created you from mud. أَوْ مِنْ صَلْصَالٍ مِنْ حَمَإٍ مَسْنُونٍ أَوْ كَالْفَخِيرٍ. Whichever one, from the mud, when it dried, it became salsalin. When it then kalfakhir, that is like something when you beat, you can hear noise out of it. Allah created you from this. This is Anabi Adam. Then from Anabi Adam, he made him his fear. This is our mother, Hawa. So everybody is from this one source. Since all of you are from one source, nobody can come and tell you today he's better than you. He's better. La fadla لعربي على الأجمي ولا للأجمي على العربي إلا بالتقوى. No matter what tribe you are, if you are an Arab, you are not better than a non-Arab. If you are a non-Arab, you are an European, you are a Russian, whatever you are, you are not better than the Arab person. All of you are from one source. خلقكم من نفس واحدة كلكم من آدم وآدم من تراب. Rasulullah said, all of you are from Adam. Adam is from the ground. Then Allah now went ahead to tell us something else. Say, wa anzala lakum min al-an'ami thamaniyat azwajin. Then he sent down to us out of the livestock that we domesticate, 8 of them. A pair. These 8, you have min al-dani isnaini wa min al-ma'zi isnaini. You have the sheep and the ram. You have the he-goat and the she-goat. Min al-ibli isnaini wa min al-bakari isnaini. You have the camel, male and female. You have the cow, male and female. 8 of them. But here, as Allah said, wa anzala lakum, he sent it down. That's why you have to be careful. Where our knowledge stops, our faith should continue. Your knowledge stops somewhere. There is no knowledge you have. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي إِلْمٍ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. People that try to say that Allah is a body because he says he's come down. There is a hadith that said Allah يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. He will come down from the sky when it is sulsul layl. Then he was asking, man is takfir, who is going to make istighfar for me to forgive him? Who is going to ask me for me to give him? They try to show that Allah is a body. No, Allah is not a body. What of these animals? Every day we see them being given back to here, but Allah said he sent it down to us. In another place, Allah said, wa anzalna al-hadida. He sent down the metal that we are, but we see metal is being taken from the earth. When Allah is talking, what you understand from his speech, you take. What you don't understand, say, wa fawud amri ilallahi. In Allah basirin bilibad. I leave my affairs to Allah. He knows the level of intelligence he has given me. So don't say you take one translation, you make it a general translation of everything just because you want to deride some people. And by the time you do that, you don't know you have gone into the anger of Allah. So here Allah then now told us, Ya khalukum fi butuni ummahatikum. Inside of your mother is where he created you. When you say Ya Halukum, is it only you or with the animals? If you look at it, even the animals, that's how they are created. Even the plants, somehow, that's how they are created. To show you that the creator is still one, the system is one, everything is one. All of this depend on the creation. This Samawati wal Ard. All these are on earth, they depend on what is in the firmament. The moon, the stars, all is there, all is harmonized, serving this man. When Allah said, Ya khalqakum fi butuni ummahatikum, khalqan min ba'di khalqin, said, Wa laqad khalaqna al-insana min sulalatin min teen, thumma ja'alnahu nutfatan fi karirin makin. ثم خلقنا الدلفتة علقة فخلقنا الألقة مضغة فخلقنا الملقة إذاما فقصونا الإذام علاما ثم شاءنا خلقا آخر. Here Allah تبارك وتعالى said خلقا من بعد خلق في ظلمات الصلاس. He created you from one creation to another creation. from the sperm to the congealed blood, alakatan. From the congealed blood to a muscle of flesh. From there to the bone, like that, inside this womb. These lumati salas. Some ulama, they said, these three darknesses is the darkness of the belly of the woman, then the darkness of the womb, then the darkness of the cowl. Cowl is the amniotic covering of the child, that covers the child. Some people say, no, it is more than that. When you say darknesses, he didn't say veil. Allah said darknesses. So even though these places are dark, then which means there are three darknesses. Some people said the darkness is this, which Allah always uses in all his creation. First of all, Allah will take light away. There is no light. So there is darkness. When there is no light, there is darkness. Then Allah takes the heat away. Then you have another darkness. Because the light of the sun comes with energy. That energy is hot. By the time it is evening, after Maghrib, what happened? The sun is gone. Light is gone. What out of the heat is not yet gone. Then another darkness will come in. Which darkness? Darkness that there is no heat. That's why we are asked to go after Isha to retire back to our homes. There is no light at that time. If you sleep early and you wake up at night, you will be more intelligent than the person that does not sleep early, does not wake up at night. وَبِلْ أَسْخَيْرْهُمْ يَسْتَقْفِرْهُمْ. By the time you have prayed in the night, the first prayer we do at night is to thank Allah for bringing the night, is what? Isha. Isha is in the night. Maghrib is in the evening, at the end of the day. Isha is at night. Then the heat will be leaving. The heat will be leaving until you now find out everything is cold. By about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, everything is now cold. So you have entered another night. Everything now is quiet. That quietness itself is another night. It's another darkness. So you have these three darknesses. At that time, you find out the brain will absorb best. It will think best because it has rested. Everything is now silent. Your recitation at that time can come out. That's why وَبِلْ أَسْهِرْ هُمْ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. At that time is when you find people that bother about themselves, bother about serving Allah, are making istighfar to Allah, are standing up and making their night vigil. So everybody should learn. Let not somebody come and tell you, no, let us walk off to the night. When night comes, walk at the daytime. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. After Isha, I retire to the house. Put off the light. Allah wants it to be dark. Why do you want it to be there to be light? Why? If they ask you, say you are civilized, which civilization do you have? Civilization without wisdom? Put off your light. If you go to the kitchen, all the plates inside it, cover it. Take it upside down. This is what the Prophet advised. All this, he's not telling you what is he going to do with it. It's for your own good. Your dress, don't just take it and ruffle it and fold it or hang it. There are reasons for all of this. Then by the time the heat goes, you too, you have rested. Your body has rested. Then wake up. Things are now cold. Then you find, before Subhi comes, Allah himself, he will describe it. What Subhi is a tanafas. The morning, as it is breathing, then you breathe with it, with your soul. You recite, your brain will catch what you are reciting. You will think better at that time. Then you start making istighfar at the end. Allah forgive you, Allah forgive you. If you still want to sleep, sleep, and then wake up again. You can see and leave it out. He wakes up half of the night, sleeps one third of the night, and wake up one sixth of the night again. Then it is subuh time. During the daytime, do what you want to do. Go to work early. Why do you want to go to work 10 o'clock? Then come and then you not sleep early. Go to work early. Start your work early. That cold morning, use it to achieve your thinking. What am I going to do? Even in this university here, those of us that were in the university in the 70s, you will find out that all lectures are done in the morning, no lecture in the afternoon. Lecture starts 7 o'clock, at worst 7:30. But of course, breakfast is ready before 7. Then lectures will hold up to 11:30. Then you go for practicals. But the real lecture that you are going to use your brain to absorb is in the morning. But now you have lecture in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock. What is the person going to absorb at that time? The body is hot. The weather is hot. And what you want him to understand is hot. So let us follow Allah. Allah that created us is the one that is telling us, خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجٍ يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ ثَلَاثٍ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَأَنَّى تُصْرَفُونَ. What is taking you away from this course of Allah? He created you. He's telling you now.
إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضي لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضوا لكم ولا تذر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنه عليم بذات الصدور.
إن تكفروا فإن الله غني عنكم ولا يرضي لعباده الكفر وإن تشكروا يرضه لكم ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنه عليم بذات الصدور. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is now telling you, in takfuru, if you deny Allah and what He is telling you, fa inna Allah ganiyyun ankum, Allah is independent, He does not need you. In tashkuru, if you are thankful to Him for creating you, for giving you all these blessings, and for teaching you all these things, fa inna yardahu lakum, He is pleased for you to be like that. In takfuru fa inna Allah ganiyyun ankum wa la yardi li'ibadihi al-kufr. Allah is not pleased for you to be somebody who denies. Wa in tashkuru yardahu lakum. If you are thankful, Allah is pleased for you to be like that. Wa la taziru wazratun wizra ukhra. No person will bear the burden of another person. Ila rabbikum thumma ila rabbikum marji'ukum. Then it is back to your Lord that you are going to return. Then He will explain to you in detail all that you have been wont to be doing. Innahu Allah, He alimun, He is well aware bizatis dur, with the essence of the heart. There's Allah will say in some places, Ya'lamu khainatal ayun wa ma tukhfis sudur. Allah knows even the blinking of the eye that is cheating, and He knows what you are hiding in your breast. This one, Allah is not saying He knows what you are hiding, for He said, Alimun bizati sudur. He is in knowledge of the essence of your heart. Even if this is a believing heart, He knows. It's not a believing heart, He knows. It's not only what you are hiding. That's why there is danger in all these things. Allah is saying, In takfuru, fain Allah gani ankum. Allah has said all these things. Before you say you don't believe, what did Allah tell us? Ask yourself. يَخْلَقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. What did you do? When you go to your wife, what do you do? All you put there is the sperm. But Allah said He's even the one who put it there. Allah said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. That thing you go to hide in the womb of your mother, of your wife, antum takhluqunahu? Are you the one that is going to create it? Anna anul khaliqun, or we are the one that will create it? If Allah has told you, no, okay, I will take the sperm from your body, put it inside, go and create it. Can you do it? The same thing with the crops that you are planting. When you plant a crop, it goes inside the darkness of the earth. Again, water will cover it. It will be there. Allah said, "Afara'aytum ma tahrusun antum tazra'unahu am nahnu zari'un?" This thing that you put inside the earth and you plant and you go, are you the one that make it to sprout and come out? So this issue of creation, we should look at it very clear, very we should have to be very careful with it. Allah said, "Khalqa min ba'di khalqin," and you don't believe. Then the doctors have come now to tell us something. The Prophet ﷺ, at that time, he didn't go to any science school. But he said, "Inna ahadukum yujma'u khalqahu bi batni ummihi 40 yawman nutfatan." Allah did not say the amount of days, but the Prophet told us the number of days. ثم يكون علاقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مرقة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل إليه الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويمر بأربع كلمات. He said, one of you, your creation is put in this womb of the mother for the first 40 days as a sperm. Then, for the same number of days as a congealed blood, that's alakatan, now sticking to the womb. Then, for the same number of days as murgatan, as just a lump of flesh. It's at this time, wa yursalu ilayhi al-malak, that angel is sent to him, angel is sent to you at that time, pa. If you are not important, what importance do you want again? You are just inside your house. Somebody just knocks. You see him come. Plenty of vehicles behind him with army. What is this? The president sent us to you. To come and do what, sir? To come and give you what you are going to live with. What you are going to live with. Everything that you require, we are coming to give it to you. You are not important. Then what do you want Allah to do for you to be important? Then the scientists, they now say, when you take this 40, another 40, another 40, how many is that? 120. How many months is that? How many weeks is that? 16 weeks. They said, at that stage, said the child has started hearing. That is when the child's hearing begins. Which means it's in the depth of darkness that the child starts to hear. So at that time, the language that is being spoken to the child, he has started hearing it already. He started picking it. The child does not understand all the language when he comes out. Most of the language has already taken it. So what you are telling the child at that time matters. If you are quarreling in the house, it affects him. If you are happy in the house, it affects him. If you are doing zikr in the house, it affects him. Whatever you are doing at that time affects the child from that 16 weeks. But the eyes are still closed. There is no light. The heart is developed. The intellect is developed in physical form, but not yet developed. This child will come out. Then after a day or two or three, the eyes is open. Then light will be entering gently. Then he will start seeing. He will close the eyes most of the time, then open it again a little bit. Close most of the time, open it again a little bit. Then start opening it more, like that, until it gets you to surrounding. Then the brain will start catching things, recognizing things. Then you are now asked to, is now under your care, to develop this brain up to the time that he will be on his own, up to the age of puberty. You develop the brain up to the age of puberty. If this child is not developed at that stage, it's part of your fault. Kullu mauludun yuladu ala al-fitrati. Every child is given birth to on the part of natural disposition. You did not play your part, then who are you blaming? That's why I continue to say it. All these children today that are rascals on the street, that are infidels, that are bandits, it is those of us that are elderly are the ones that cause it for them. Those of us today that are elderly that are responsible is our parents that were responsible. In those days, you don't just go and say, "I'm going to marry anybody." Your parents will not allow you. because they know that they are responsible for you. They know your brain is not yet fully developed. But today, do you know who is controlling the world? Children. Because the men have become irresponsible. They are looking for women. They are looking for lusts. So it is the women that control the men. The women, they are slaves of their children. So it is the children that control these women. So apparently it is the children now that are now controlling the world. Whatever the children tell their mother, the mother will insist the father has to do it. And the father will have to do it because he is afraid of the woman. But if you the man, you stand up and you train your children, because children, when they come out, their hearing has been fully developed. Then it's only the speech now they need to now perfect. By the time a child is 3 years, the speech is now formed. He can now tell you, I want to do this, I don't want to do this. By the end of a month, the scene is strong. But the intellect, you are asked to develop it up to the puberty. By the time he reaches the age of puberty, whether you develop it or you don't develop it, Allah will now say you are on your own. Your parents did not develop it for you, but I'm also talking. Halaka samawati wal arda bil haq. Allah created this firmament and the earth with truth. What is truth? Haq. Ha-kof. Ha-kof, from it you get haq. Hayyun qayyumun. From it you get this haq. So don't deny Allah. Our Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he will pray using this name. He said, Ya Hayyul Qayyum, salli wa sallim ala nabiyil ummi al-hayy wa ala ali salatan tuhiina hayatan tayyibatan fi ddini wa dunya wal akhirati daiman abadan sarmatan. He said, Allah, give us a life that is from you. This you that you are the ever living, that you are the ever sustaining. He said, make salati on the one that is the first person to be living and to be sustaining after you. That's the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those that are dependent on him. And make us that this our life that you are giving us be a sweet one, in both, whether in our religion or in our life matter, or in this world and in the hereafter, and let it be continuous forever. Wa amidana bikayum yatika alladhi sara fi jamil wujudati, and extend your self-sustenance to us that is in all your creation. Anything you see standing is Allah. If Allah does not allow you to stand, it does not stand. Therefore, in takfuru, if you like, you refuse, you don't, you deny it. But Allah has told you, Allah is independent of you. If you like, you go on and choose some idols and start worshipping it like an idiot. Or like a confused person, you see somebody is very pious, you to be pious. Then you choose him and you're worshipping him. Why? No pious person will ever ask you to worship him. But he will give you what he did and tell you what he did to become a great person. And Allah, when he said Haraka samawati wal arda bil haq, he's talking to you. There is this man, Qadi Ayyad, whoever knows him very well, he wrote this book, Ashafa. Ashafa is a book of biography of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, detailing what is the right of you that you should know about the Prophet. What is the right of the Prophet that you should not play with? And it's one of the most popular books in the world. He's a Muslim, but he was an armed robber. One day, he jumped a fence where he was going to steal, and somebody was praying at the depth of the night. And he had the presence said, Alam yani lilladhina amanu an takhsha qulubahum li dhikrillah wa ma nazala minal haqq. It is not time for somebody who says he has faith in Allah to bring his heart into contemplation, for him to fear Allah. Then it shook him. Just hearing that shook him. So he left. Where he went to hide, there were another group in a ruin that he jumped into to now hide there. There were another group that was traveling and they were staying there. The one of the group was saying, let's not leave now. You know, this is the time Ayyad normally stays on the way. That man, let's wait until morning. If we go now, if that man, I'm the one people are afraid of like this. That was the turning point. This man later became a scholar that the whole world relies on. Till today, everybody relies on him. You can't write the biography of the Prophet without referring to him. So Allah is talking to us all the time. You wake up in the morning, Allah is talking to you. So even if your parents did not teach you and did not give you good training until your puberty, when you are at puberty, be asking yourself a question. I'm eating food from where? I'm seeing the farmer who gave it to me. I'm seeing this, who did it for me? If you deny it, Allah is not pleased that you should deny it. When tashkuru yardahu lakum wa la tadhuru wazratu wazra ukhra. Because your parents did not do this, you don't come and rely on that. Your own sins will be for you. Their sins are for them. The sins of your friends that are taking you to do evil is on them. Yours is on you. Then all of you are going to go back to your Lord, who knows much about you. Innahu alimun bizati sudur. This your heart, the essence of it, he knows. That it has the capacity to think. It has the capacity to meditate. Put it to meditation and meditation and thinking.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ دُرٌّ دَعَا رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِنْهُ نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ قُلْ تَمَتَّعْ بِكُفْرِكَ قَلِيلًا إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ.
وإذا مس الإنسان ضر دعا ربه منيبا إليه ثم إذا حوله نعمة منه نسي ما كان يدعو إليه من قبل وجعل لله أندادا ليضل عن سبيله قل تمتع بكفرك قليلا إنك من أصحاب النير. Allah is now telling us what is wrong with this man. وإذا مس الإنسان ضر. Whenever any evil or never any harm touches him, da'a rabbahu, he knows he has one that is his Lord nurturing him. He calls him immediately. Muniban ilayhi, going back to him. When Allah changes it, not only to remove this harm, but to even go to the extent of making it a blessing for him, nasiya ma kana yad'u ilayhi min qabl, he forgot that he ever had that problem. Let alone to even think about it. That waja'ala lillahi andadan. This Allah, that this all is for him, he will now go and put a partner against Allah. Liyudilla an sabili. So that he also uses this partner that he puts for Allah to also disturb others from coming to Allah.
Waja'ala lillahi andadan liyudilla an sabili. Unkul. Tamatta bi kufrika qalilan. O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them, tamatta, enjoy, bi kufrika, your ingrate, your disbelief in Allah, enjoy it a little. Then know this, innaka min ashabin nir, at the end you are going to hell. Because everyone, for example, if you are in a vehicle that Amrabah has ever stopped on the way, I have been in one. Immediately, people see Amrabah. Nobody remembers anything, whether it's a Muslim or Christian, everybody just, God, 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 God. Muniban ilayhi. have been in a plane that the plane, because of turmoil, it lost control. People were leaving one seat, everybody was just shouting. Some, la ila illa, la hawla wala quwwata. You didn't see anybody who remembered any of his friends there. Da'a rabbahum muniban ilayhi. Everybody goes back to Allah. Faiza hawalahu ni'matan minhu. When Allah changes it, not only does he lift this danger from you, you also see that he gives you blessing after that. You forgot that this thing ever happened to you. You are the one who had accident. People died, you did not die. You come back, you are still not praying. What do you want Allah to do for you again? So that's why Allah is telling the Prophet tell them, tamatta bikufr kalilan. Is it not this disbelief you enjoy? Enjoy it for a while. And when people when people take other than Allah, not only you use it to also stop others from worshiping Allah. If you are a father, your children are seeing you, they believe in you. If you have friends, some of your friends believe in you. So all those worshiping idol, they have their sins, and they have the sins of those that they drew onto themselves. Wallahu wizruha wa wizru man amila biha ila yawmil qiyamati. There are some of these are politicians. Just because they want this position at all costs, somebody will tell them, no, if you go to such an idol inside the bush, you will meet somebody there that is in charge of it. You will go there, maybe, like somebody has said before, told me, you will see somebody will come. It's not up to the height of your knee. They will tell you he's going to tell you what to do. This is a jinn. Or not up to the height of your knee, telling you, do this, do this, do this. If you do this and do this and do this, you will win the election. You say, okay, and he will go back. Look at this idiot. The Prophet is talking to you. Allah is talking to you. You did not listen. One entity is talking to you and listening. And all that he tells you, believe it. But look here, this Quran, Allah is the one talking about. And the Prophet is the one relating it to us. If you don't believe, what are you going to believe? Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, somebody as complete, as intelligent, as wise as the Prophet, he talks, you don't believe. Who are you going to believe after that? Then he will give you something, maybe a stone. Go and keep it in the house. Then you sacrifice it to it. Or he will give you an image. And you go and kneel down before the image. Subhanallah. So continue if you are enjoying it. Then you are going to hell.
أمن هو قانتنا الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربك قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
من هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. Allah is now asking a question. Those of you that are taking images to worship, or prophets, or awliya of Allah to worship, or no, you are taking the sun to worship, or the moon to worship, or the stars to worship. Allah created all these things. Are you the same thing with this person? Amman huwa qanitun ana al-layli. Are you the same thing with this obedient servant of Allah, who is standing in awe and obedience, ana al-layli, in the depth of the night, sajidan wa qa'iman, prostrating himself before Allah and standing before Allah, yahazaru al-akhirata, he's in afraid of what will happen in the day of judgment, wa arju rahmat rabbi, and is hoping for the mercy of Allah. Hal yastawi alladhina ya'lamuna wal ladhina la ya'lamun? Is it equal, the one that knows and the one that does not know? Innama yatadhakkaru, Only these people remember this detail. Who is he? Those that have intellect to think. Here, Allah is telling us what the night will give you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. When you recite the Quran, standing in prayer, it has the highest of the reward. Anytime you stand in prayer to recite the Quran, you are in front of Allah. You will get the knowledge of the Quran at that time, to you alone. Then, if you are now in the depth of the night, when it is dark, the heat is gone, it is cold, then your heart is settled, then what knowledge do you think you are receiving? Plenty. That's unless Amman Hua Qanitun Ana al-Layli Sajidan, he puts his forehead on the ground. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, my Lord, the one that is nurturing me, the one that is looking after me, he is the most high. Allah will also take him high. Wasjud waqtarib, make prostration and come near to me. As you go near to Allah, say, Allah, you are the most high. This ana al-layli sajidan wa qa'iman. Then when you are standing, when you are in prostration, you are making tasbih. When you are standing, you are reciting the device of the Quran. Then Allah himself will be sending to you, meaning that you will understand yourself. That's why he's saying here, hal yastawi alladhina ya'lamuna, the one that knows and is taking his knowledge from Allah, is it the same thing with the person that does not know, is ignorant, is taking knowledge from a dead person like himself? Any knowledge you take from another person, that person is a dead person, you are a dead person. But from Allah, that is a living knowledge. So let us all try our best. This standing up at night is not a small thing. Even if it's only 2 rakah you're able to do, stand up at night and do 2 rakah. If you are finding it difficult, then try this. Make sure that you say your Isha in congregation. Say your Subhi in congregation. Prophet says, Allah will write you among those that stood up at night. Here you get the reward. But the knowledge from it, you will not get it. But you get the reward. Because Isha is in the night. So any Salah you did, but the Isha itself is a night Salah. If you do Shafi and witr after that, you have done night Salah. That's why it's best to always do your Shafi and witr before sleeping. There are hadith that has brought it. The Prophet ﷺ used to do it at the end of the day, in the morning before. But the best time for you to do your Shafi and witr is the advice he gave to Abu Huraira. Don't sleep without doing your Shafi and witr. By the time you do that, you have done Qiyamul Layl. If you now wake up at night, then do more. If it's only 2 rakah you can, you do it. And then recite clearly, gently, listen to it and listen to your voice. If it's kunu Allah, you know how to, you know the meaning, recite it several times, gently. Allah will be thinking to you the meaning of it. Kunu Allah ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kunu Allah ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Recite it gently and be thinking about it. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, he used to be reciting Quran. When he comes to a particular verse, he can stop in that verse and recite it several times, immersing himself in the thought of it, let alone you, let alone we that we don't know anything. Haliyas tawil lezina ya lamuna, wala lezina la ya lamuna, inna ma tazakkaru. Nobody stands to remember and think of Allah in the depth of the night, except ul albab. That's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I said, he used to recite, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. This lubbu, gumption, Allah has given everybody. Use your own. Don't allow it to go. So may Allah give us knowledge, and may Allah give us intellect. May Allah give us thinking. And all this, let us all run away from laziness. Laziness is part of our problem. In the night, you set alarm. The alarm wakes you. Oh, you continue to sleep. Stand up. Go and make ablution. Brush your teeth. Then you find that you are alert. All is from Satan. When you are sleeping at night, Satan will come and tie three nice 3 knots on you with rope. This is what the Prophet Lama said. He will be hitting it, hitting your ear. Sleep, the night is long, it's still remaining. When you hear the alarm, you look, oh, it's 3 o'clock, it's 3:30. No, 4 o'clock. Then he continues. But if you stand up, I say, Alhamdulillah, lazi ahayana ba'dama matana wa ilayhi nushur. One is up. When you stand up, you want to go and make ablution. Another one is up. By the time you finish making ablution, you find that you are very strong, very bright. Actually, there was no sleep. It's just Satan. May Allah assist us against Satan.
This person prays, may Allah increase your knowledge and wisdom. He wants to know if Sujada Qabli Abadi is incumbent upon Imam if he makes mistake during Taraweeh.
Sujada Qabli and Ba'adi is a prostration to repair any mistake you make, whether it is Farila or it is Sunnah. Mistake is mistake. You have made mistake and you want to repair it. But that of Farila is incumbent because it is not your own. Farila is for Allah. He asked you to do it. Sunnah is your own. If your something repair there's fault in what you is for you, you not repair it, you will repair it. Some mazhab you can do qabli forever. Some mazhab you can do badi forever. Which means whether you add by mistake or you remove by mistake, do qabli. Whether you add by mistake or you remove by mistake, do badi. Anyone you do. But the mazhab Imam Malik, anytime you make mistake by adding, you do ba'adi. Anytime you make mistake by removing, you do qabli. But anyone you do, the important thing is that you show Allah that there is a mistake I did. Allah, complete it for me. This is the spirit in it. Allah, I made mistake, complete it for me. And Allah will complete it for you.
This person says, you talked about touching the Quran. Is the question is, can a woman or a mature lady now in her state of impurity touch the Quran because she wants to complete the Quran in Ramadan?
La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. Any Quran that is written in paper like this, women should try their best not to touch it. Men should try their best not to touch it except in ablution. That's why sometimes you break the Quran into 4 or into 7 parts. If it's not complete Quran, then it's just part of the Quran. Without ablution, you can carry it. But if it's complete Quran, don't carry it as Quran, but you can carry it as load. But if Quran is inside a bag and you're carrying the bag, it's not the Quran you're carrying, it's the bag you're carrying. This is what the ulamas they say. So when a woman is in a state of impurity, and for example, there's Quran in a bag and he's carrying the bag, let him just take the bag. Let him not start going deep inside. There's Quran. Don't go to this. The Prophet ﷺ is very careful. Then, if the Quran, you are used to reciting it and holding it, and you are now in a state of impurity, don't hold it. The one you know of it, be reciting it. But if it's inside on a screen, you can be reading the screen, you don't have to hold it. You understand now? If it's on a screen, you can hold it, like on our handsets, because that's not Quran. You understand now? You understand? But because the time you hold the handset, the Quran is not alive. When the Quran is alive, you cannot hold it. What I'm saying is that if a woman is in state of impurity, there is Quran in the handset does not stop him from holding the handset. But he wants to open the Quran now and read it, he shouldn't do it. But if somebody else hold it like it's on the screen far away, he can read it. His hand, he can read it, there's no problem. But holding it, when you are seeing it yourself, don't hold it. You understand now? So that's why you can take your handset inside the toilet, even if there's Quran inside. Because it does not come up except you make it to come up. Because a habit of the Quran is in him, but he enters toilet. Allah. You understand now? We lost one of our brothers who is a Tijania, who has been with us here for some time, 2 days ago. His name is Nasir Yunusa. So we are asking that all of us recite one Fatiha, Kulu Allah 11, Salatul Fatiha 10. May Allah forgive him, and may Allah accept him, and may Allah join him with our Sheikh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malikiyawm al-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdinas siratal mustaqim, siratal mustaqim. What we have recited in Fatiha, Kulu Allah, and Salatul Fati, may Allah take delight and give it to him in his grave. May Allah forgive him his sin. May Allah forgive him his sin. May Allah accept his good work. May Allah join him with the first servants of Allah. May Allah join him with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We too, if our time comes, may Allah make it that we leave this world with Kalima Shahada in our mouth. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah forgive our ulama. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward our ulamas for us. May He reward the companions of the Prophet for us. May He reward all those that assisted in bringing this knowledge up to this date. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May He strengthen Islam and Muslims. May He bring peace to our cities and our country. May Allah bring peace to our homes. Our feeding, what we are going to feed, what we are going to wear, what we are going to ride, the house we are going to live in, may Allah give it to us. May Allah cure those of us that are sick, whether sickness of the body or sickness of the heart or sickness of the soul. May Allah cure it for us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless all of us. May Allah grant us success in our life and prosperity at all the time. Those of us that are studying, may Allah grant us knowledge. May Allah grant us wisdom. May Allah make us to end this world with kalima shahada. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alamin, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Malikiyawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بن فاتح لما أبلغ وخاتم لما سبق ناصحك الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر مقدار العزيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.